Blog Talk Radio.
All right, man. We live, man. We live. Blog Talk Radio's up and popping, man. Let's get it going. Y'all can give us a call on this topic tonight because I do want your input. I do want your input. I could talk about it all night, but I'd like your input. Let's see what you got going. So give us a call, 319-527-6179, 319-527-6179. I don't know if my man John in the building. John, if you're in the building, man, shout out, man. Happy birthday to you, bro.
The mic drop.
You joining the big mic drop. It's about to get ugly. Up in this mother... Never mind. I'm trying to stop cursing. I'm trying to turn over a new leaf. So let's go a little bit deeper into the Fonnie Willis situation because, this is disturbing.
Good evening, and thank
so
you for joining
another,
us. I'm
another
Latasha
story
Givens,
in Atlanta.
All new at 6 for the first...
Let's go ahead and get Latasha Givens on here.
But now, actress Vivica A. Fox, Fox Soul's very own Vivica A. Fox, recently spoke to TMZ and gave her a take on Taraji P. Henson's comments about the unfair treatment of black actresses in Hollywood. Take a look.
You know, darling, to each his own. Do you know what I mean?
Hold on. Yeah, I didn't want to Vivica A. Fox. Not yet. We'll get on Vivica ass in a minute. Ridiculous. But let's get here to Latasha. Over here, this is 11 Alive, man. They got the livest social media presence in Atlanta, so shout out to them. This is for fair use. So for fair use. I think this is the one. Yep, let's go.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us. I'm Latasha Givens, all new at 6. For the first time, District Attorney Fonnie Willis addresses some of the criticisms making headlines. This comes after a court filing and a House committee letter called into question the relationship between the Fulton County DA and Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. 11 Alive's Erica Murphy was inside Big Bethel AME Church, where Fonnie Willis was the guest speaker for their MLK Jr. celebration.
All right. I'm going to stop it before I start playing some of this. Because when I saw it, I'm like, ain't this about a bitch? So now, after you've basically screwed and crashed and burned with them folks downtown in the political circles in the White House and whatnot, now you come groveling back to the black church. And guess who welcomes you? The black church. Gave you a pulpit to preach out of, in which case that was schizophrenic because you were talking to God in one paragraph and talking to the other people in the next paragraph, sometimes alternating sentences. So I don't know if that's your way of pleading your case. Now all of a sudden you black, you want to remind everybody it's black girl magic, and we need to just jump behind y'all like y'all told us in 2020. After you all took the credit for putting Joe Biden in office, knowing that your husbands, boyfriends, everybody else stood out in line for hours to vote with you. You literally had women saying, don't sleep. What was that big Humpty Dumpty? What's that big chick? Brittany, what's her name, the professor? Professor Crump. Telling women, don't sleep with your husbands or your boyfriends if they don't vote for Joe Biden. So use sex as a weapon, which she would never, ever, 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 ever be able to use in her life. But she instructed women, black women, to use that as a weapon against their husbands for political gain. A lot of brothers fell for it. It was COVID. What are you supposed to do? You're in the house with this woman. So, yeah, a lot of brothers acquiesced. I'm not saying it happened to me, but I know a lot of you did because a lot of you are simps. Just keep it a buck. A lot of you are simps. You'll vote for whoever the bitch tell you to vote for. Excuse my French, man. Jesus Christ. I said I was going to try to stay away from that. Man, we got a little bro in the building. What's happening? But you always know you can go crawling back to the church. Because we like to forgive before we even issue punishment in the church. That's what they teach you. forgive before a punishment is even issued. So you know you can always go back there. After you betrayed a section of your community, a sector of your community, you had a very bad reputation with black men in Atlanta. I said, with the exception of Mr. Wade. Obviously, Mr. Wade thinks very highly of you. I got a shout out to that brother. Wade, your pimp hand is strong, brother. You got the bag, took vacations, and you got the pussy. I mean, come on. For what it's worth. Let's continue with Tasha.
D.A. Willis addressed the congregation at the historic church for more than 30 minutes with a message that highlighted her challenges and triumphs while being Fulton County's first woman district attorney. At one point, addressing the issues surrounding her appointment of Nathan Wade as a special prosecutor on the election interference case involving Donald Trump.
I appointed three special counsel, as is my right to do, paid them all the same hourly rate. They only attacked one.
Willis says much of the scrutiny she's faced after Wade's appointment is unfair and racially motivated.
They only question one. Isn't it them playing the race card when they constantly think, I need someone from some other jurisdiction in some other state to tell me how to do a job I've been doing almost 30 years?
All right, keep that statement in mind. Keep that statement in mind for the next video. But I want you to finish hearing this pathetic groveling at a church of people who ain't going to do shit in the first place. Them folks going to go to church. They're going to amen and hallelujah to death. They're going to lay hands on you. Then they getting ready to go back to sinning and backsliding and everything else they like to do. That's just a fucking fact. Just a fact.
She also expressed hurt, as many of her harshest critics have been women.
I never want to be a Marjorie Taylor Greene, who has never met me, but has allowed her spirit to be filled with hate.
Just last week, one of the co-defendants in the high-profile election meddling case alleged that Willis and...
Oh, yeah, you bet your sweet ass she on the docket, cuz. Oh, she's definitely on the docket tonight. I got something to tell little Tinsel Crotch. Tonight, I saw the picture.
Nathan have a secret, inappropriate relationship.
Hey, why he look like that dude off Love and Marriage, Huntsville? Them, they got the same mouth.
Willis didn't address that directly, but did say all that she respects and admires of all of her special prosecutors, including Wade.
I hired one white man, brilliant, my friend, and a great boy. And I hired one black man, another superstar, a great friend, and a great lawyer.
Today.
All right. So she basically named her replacement, which is the white girl that she hired. You know, oh, great lawyer. Great lawyer. She just basically plugged her. But that was her this past Sunday in church. Now, this was the Martin Luther King Day address. Did that sound like a Dr. Martin Luther King? In all fairness, she was up there for over 30 minutes. This is just a snippet of what she said. But she did spend a considerable amount of time trying to defend herself and gain her political footing back in the Atlanta black community. Never once confessing, never once saying I did it, I didn't do it. Just keeping it real hush-hush on that. But she was subpoenaed to testify in the guy's divorce. And I doubt if she was subpoenaed as his boss. I think these allegations are true, fam. I think these allegations are true. And I think that, once again, democracy is in peril. And the person who was left to bear the brunt of saving the democracy of the United States couldn't keep their vajayjay under control at the job. Y'all got to stop wanting to fuck whoever y'all can control, too. I'm going to be honest. That's a lot of y'all. Y'all need to stop trying to fuck whoever y'all can control. Because what's happening is you're so busy at work, you start having sex with underlings. A lot of white women, they fuck their way up. A lot of sisters get in positions and they fuck down. They fucking mailroom niggas and shit like that. You know what I mean? fucking up the bag. Shout out to Counselor Wade, though, man, for the pimp hand coming down strong. Can you be a lawyer and a pimp at the same time? Is that possible? Is that possible? Because he pimped. It's just right. Nigga game tight. He finessed like $1 million. He's getting divorced anyway, so that's going to open him up to a whole world of other chicks. And finally finna get fired, so she ain't going to have no power to fire him. This shit is fucking awesome. He came out on the best end of the whole thing. But I wanted you to remember a statement, right? I wanted you to remember a statement. She made a statement about not having, and she was doing the neck rolling in the whole joint, too. Eyelashes on fleek, you know what I'm saying? Hair on fleek, edges on fleek, if they still even use that term. But she made a good point. She made a point. She said that she shouldn't have to depend on another person in another jurisdiction to tell her how to do a job that she's been doing almost 30 years. Ma'am, you haven't been prosecuting presidential candidates and presidents, ex-presidents over 30 years. I can guarantee you that that's a lie. But I want you to hear this news report, and it's kind of lengthy, but I think it's worth hearing. Y'all need to hear it. I've been on a while. This show's going to be kind of in-depth. We're going to slow walk this shit. But I want y'all to hear this news report and these anchors that are talking, not anchors or pundits or whatever they are. Are they anchors or pundits? Vance, let me know. Are they anchors or pundits nowadays? What are they? But I want you to check this out.
Nathan Wade, the attorney, Fonnie Willis, is accused of having...
Nah, I don't really want to do Laura Ingraham because that chick pisses me off. I can't stand her. Let's do
it. An attorney helping lead the election interference case against former President Donald Trump and others is under mounting scrutiny.
These are all the Atlanta stations. Where is this one that I saw earlier today? Fonnie Willis. I have to have this one. Let me just do this. I'll go to my account and view the history. Let's go. Oh, I'm going fine. It's a couple folks I want to talk about today, man. This show's gonna be kinda crazy, man. I'm gonna try not to be offensive. Here it is. And this is for fair use, by the way. This is about 11 minutes. I have to play this. I understand if you can't stay and watch, but check it out on the replay. But I have to play this. You have to listen to this newscast. And this is from The Hill. So this is for fair use as well. Let's go. You can still call in, by the way.
A new bombshell public filing alleges financial and sexual impropriety by Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis, the lawyer responsible for prosecuting former President Donald Trump's Georgia election interference case. Now, the filing alleges that another prosecutor in the Trump case named Nathan Wade paid for lavish vacations that he took with Willis using Fulton County funds that his law firm received from the DA's office. County records show that Wade has received nearly $654,000 in legal fees since January 2022, authorized by Willis. Here's a bit more reporting from Fox News.
A sex scandal is rocking President Trump's case in Georgia. The Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney, Fonnie Willis, has been accused of appointing her lover as a special prosecutor in the case against Donald Trump. DA Fonnie Willis is responsible for taking Trump's mugshot, also allegedly financially benefited from hiring her lover, Nathan Wade, on that Trump case. This is according to a motion that was just filed by Wade, the co-defendant. Now, who is this romantic partner who Fonnie Willis hired? He was just a private attorney who's never even tried a felony case. Even The Times says he has, quote, limited experience trying high-profile cases. But get this. Fannie's alleged lover has been paid nearly $1 million in legal fees already.
The motion was filed on behalf of former Trump campaign official Michael Roman, who's looking to get his charges dismissed, and for Willis, Wade, and the entire DA's office to be disqualified from further prosecution of the case. Willis's office has denied all wrongdoing. That hasn't stopped Republicans from trying to spin gold from the drama. Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee took it a step farther and alleged the Biden White House was even involved. She posted a copy of the alleged invoices on X, writing Fani Willis's alleged romantic partner slash special prosecutor coordinated with the White House while building the political prosecution of Donald Trump, all on the taxpayer dime. See for yourself. The invoices show Wade's office met with the White House on two occasions, once in May of 2022 and then in November of 2022.
So Jesse Waters there is correct. I looked up this New York Times story, and it does begin that it seemed an unusual choice when Willis hired this Nathan Wade figure. Other news sources that I have looked at, you know, just news reporters have, you know, seems to suggest that there is probably some merit to the, that there's a romance between these two figures. So that's not just some like wild libel being practiced here. So it is potentially, I think, an ethical matter. In fact, it says that Fani Willis was served papers by Nathan Wade's wife, who he's going through a divorce proceeding with, and she's been asked to subpoena, she's been subpoenaed to participate in that legal action. So clearly something is going on here, and we're going to find out whether there was in fact some ethical violation of her choosing this person that she appears to be involved in. Now, whether that means these cases all get thrown out or it helps the legal defense of Trump or anyone else very much remains to be seen.
Yeah,
but
that's very much wishful
thinking. But there is a there to what they're raising.
Yeah, so the allegation is that Willis has benefited personally from the not only just his salary, which I think that making salary determinations, you have to just look at what the going rate is. People are often shocked and dismayed by legal salaries, but a high-profile case, I don't think the issue is his raw salary. But
I'm going to finish it up. But did you hear about coordinating with the White House and Marsha Blackburn? Now, I'm not going to put it past the Karen a lot. They lie all the damn time. But this woman has dates. And who was in the White House around that time that Fani Willis might have been able to coordinate with? Clue. It's a mystery. I'm not even going to tell you. It's a mystery. But I made a decision not to speak on that person on this show any longer. But just put your thinking cap on and think about who was in proximity to the White House to perhaps coordinate this kangaroo shit against Trump. This is a kangaroo court all day. And if she gets taken off this case, it might just disappear totally. And once again, back to my original question. If the democracy of the United States of America, our way of life, the Constitution, 1776, forefathers standing brave while bombs exploded in air above their heads for our freedom to vote, and you went and was fucking at the job, taking lavish vacations. This happens all too often. Maybe we shouldn't have put our faith in you, Fani. Maybe they were right when they called you Fani the Mammy. I don't know. But maybe our faith shouldn't have been put into you. Maybe you didn't have enough physical discipline for the position. Fuck a defense attorney. I don't know. I mean, I know the legal community is small and you want to kind of mess with people. You want to be equally yoked and mess with people that's on your level. But don't bring them into office. Our democracy is at stake.
allegation that they're making is that because they are alleged to have gone on trips together that he paid for, that that constitutes a kind of a kickback. My bigger concern is that she seems to have hired someone for a very important high-profile case that seems to be not especially qualified. And frankly, this might be...
Do you think he would have got fired if he would have took another chick on vacation after he got that position? Was he under any pressure to take her on vacation? Did she pressure him for the pole? Did she say, give me that before you get fired? Did she tell him that? This is the problem with ethical arguments. Now, I don't think she did all that personally. I don't. But this is the problem with ethical arguments. When you get into ethical discussions, it gets very convoluted. It's mired down with philosophy and counter-philosophies to the philosophy that you... I mean, it's just, it's very deep shit. I just say that. It's deep. I don't even know what else to say about it. That's why you have to be of an extremely high moral character. And testifying in somebody you employ's divorce proceedings because their wife subpoenaed you? Yeah. Nah, I don't know. Nah. Let's go.
Be a boon if the result is that he is no longer a part of this case and instead of him, someone who is much more qualified to prosecute the case is actually brought in his stead.
Yeah, she apparently described him as a trusted friend and mentor in 2022,
mm-hmm.
and that he was willing to take the job and more seasoned prosecutors were not. But again, this is why there have to be...
Allegedly, this is your LGBT brothers. That y'all sisters like the cape for. This is his tape. And that's allegedly. I don't know that man. I don't know his sexual orientation. I'm just reading science here. But let's go.
Careful ethics around romantic entanglements because one's judgment in who is the most qualified or who's the best fit for a job can be very much affected by having an amorous engagement with
right.
the person.
Now, the filing here accuses them of having gone on multiple cruises together and other trips that he paid for. It's worth noting that those claims were not substantiated in the filings, but, you know, that mm-hmm. that is ostensibly forthcoming. Willis has declined through a spokesperson to comment on this for this Washington Post reporting, at least. But it is also interesting, as you alluded to note that some of this information came out because of divorce filings between Wade and his estranged wife.
Yeah. I mean, it certainly – this development might not end up ultimately hurting the case against the Trump or anyone else very much, but it certainly doesn't – it certainly is not good for the prosecutor.
No, it's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
How Democrats
going
could
to
let
have
this
to,
happen,
yeah.
given the like political investment they have in this?
Now, what she just said was very important, and I think she did it just out of emotion. But let me take that back 1 second so you can hear what she said. Check it out.
Very much, but it certainly doesn't. It certainly is not good for the prosecutor.
No, it's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
How Democrats
going
could
to
let
have
this
to,
happen,
yeah.
given the like political investment they have in this case, in the Georgia case specifically.
All right. How are Democrats going to let this happen? How are they going to let it happen? Let's go back through that again. I need a refresher on that. I need to hear that again. Let's go.
Trump or anyone else very much, but it certainly doesn't. It certainly is not good for the prosecutor.
No, it's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
How Democrats
going
could
to
let
have
this
to,
happen,
yeah.
given the like political investment they have in this case, in the Georgia case specifically, because that's the case that even if Trump wins,
the most
he
solid
can't
case.
Dismiss.
Okay. So she just admitted that it's political. Where the fuck are we going as a nation, bro? Where are we going? She just sat up there on the news and admitted it's political. Look. If you've joined us on Instagram, slide on over to the YouTube to finish watching the show. Slide over to the YouTube channel to finish watching the show. Instagram only lets us go for an hour. I don't know why, but we can only go live for an hour. Slide over to the Big Mike Dropper TBMD show on YouTube right now. The Big Mike Drop. That's M-I-K-E. Drop. The mic drop. Man, we got Tommy B in the building, man. What's happening with you, Tommy? Yeah. So she just literally admitted that this is political. This is political. So finally sat down with them folks in D.C. She coordinated with somebody in D.C. To create this attack. And I'll call it an attack. We're getting to the point in America, and that's why I said liberals are dangerous people. Liberalism is very dangerous. You guys are very dangerous people when you don't get your way. Now, the January 6th shit, that shit was crazy too. But when y'all don't get y'all's way, we're trying to go to like Soviet Russia type shit. We're just going to lock up our political opponents. Like, that shit is crazy. That's insane. But y'all were also the first ones that had a president that y'all were holding signs and pictures of him up when Obama came into office. I said something about that back then, but we didn't have this glorious platform that we call YouTube. At least I wasn't on it back then. But I thought that was pretty strange, too, that people were marching, holding up signs with this man's face on them, like it's Mao Zedong or some shit, in communist China. Or like Kim Jong-un, Kim Jong-il. If you go back and look at some of the parades and things like that, just go back and look at some of the imagery and the marketing behind Obama. But these people are literally trying to turn this country into a third world, not even third world, just like a communist police state. No freedom of speech, no freedom of press. You got to have propaganda. Everything is propagandized. Everything is, you know, weaponized against the masses. This is where these people are. And this woman just admitted that. Now, I don't know what her credentials are. She has enough credentials to be on the Hill. And to kid you not, she looks like she would never conduct herself in the way that this district attorney of one of the major cities in this country is doing right now.
And it is
not a federal case.
And it's in some ways the case they're going to compile the most evidence for because they charge so many people, many of whom have already provided testimony against Donald Trump. So it is interesting. I mean, this guy is going to end up, I'm going to predict it right now, becoming not involved with the case anymore. It's going to get handed off to someone else. And that, you know, whenever you do a move like that.
She's disgusted. She's totally broken all journalism protocol. She's on some personal shit. This is outrageous. It's embarrassing. She would never lose her job behind something like this. And it should be embarrassing to a lot of y'all, to the Black Girl Magic crew especially. It should be embarrassing to y'all because y'all were real up in the nigga face about that shit when it was going down a few years ago. Y'all was up in the nigga face. Telling us to shut up and get behind y'all as if y'all gonna protect us. How are we gonna get behind somebody that's trying to get behind somebody?
There's always, you're harming your own case. You've already showed your cards in some ways. The new person is gonna be under a cloud of scrutiny, is gonna have to play catch up. So, this was a mild bit of good news for Donald Trump and everyone else being charged.
Yeah, it's really embarrassing. Democrats are not, they cannot simultaneously frame the stakes of this election as being about democracy and focusing on how important these lawsuits are and also let them falter in these completely predictable and avoidable ways.
You know who would be the best person?
Predictable and avoidable ways. You literally could have just dated somebody else. There's thousands of lawyers in Atlanta, especially Black lawyers. You literally could have just dated somebody else. Right, and you know we know real Black Girl Magic. Right. This shit is Black Girl Black Magic. I should retitle the thing because this isn't the real Black Girl Magic. This isn't what Black Girl Magic. See, so Black Girl Magic is kind of like a single motherhood. And I'm going to draw the conclusion here. I'm going to draw it here. All right, so basically single motherhood, you had like one single mother who went through a hard time, and she raised a bunch of good kids with solid principles, right? She was a hero. They took her, and they made single motherhood the path to heroism. You see what I mean? If you want to see a female-run society, go to your nearest housing project. Men can't live in the projects legally. You know that. Unless this is an extreme situation. But men can't live in the projects for the most part. Men got to go sleep under the bridge. Go work and find you an apartment or a house. But if you want to see what a female-run matriarchal society looks like, go to your nearest housing project. See how they get down on over there. Go to Old Block. Probably ain't too many fathers over there. Not to make disparaging remarks, but it just is what it is. Let's keep going.
Person of this case, my new boyfriend.
It's outrageous. With all of the relevance, all of the importance, the crucial nature of this thing, to have allowed Willis to put forward that excuse in the first place, that more qualified prosecutors weren't willing to take this case. You're supposed to believe United States of America with its 330-odd million people, but there wasn't a single prosecutor. This isn't like Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani, or some of these people who have been accused of criminal wrongdoing, not being able to find lawyers for their own cases. People who have failed to pay lawyers in the past, having trouble getting lawyers to represent them. This is a high-profile prosecution of the former president of the United States.
Like none other in history. And guess what's going to be written in the history books? I was trying to prosecute the president, but Nathan wanted me to bust it wide open on vacation. But we went to Cozumel, Jamaica. You see what I'm saying? Not only is it embarrassing for them, it's embarrassing for us. And I refuse to continue to be embarrassed by these people. Stop putting them in leadership. Especially when you know they can't control their coochie. Coochie. What they call it, coochie now. It's coochie. Can't even control your coochie. You just a vacationing, buffet eating bitch. Crab leg sucking. Basic. Very basic. And our democracy is at stake. Our very way of life. Roswell, what's happening with you, son? I'm being facetious, by the way. Hey, if y'all in the building, man, hit the like button. Go ahead and get this show up, man. Get it up. Hit the like button. This is so important. So important. Oh, man, we got Yo Kenny in the building, man. What's happening with you, fam? Oh, yeah. I'm a vacation buffet eating crab leg, you know, crab buffet eating bitches, man. Want to sit up with their little big fat ass feet up and shit. Jesus. I'm sorry, man. I'm almost speechless. Shout out to you. Just basic. Like I said, whatever. Actually, this little chick on the news seemed to have more sense than that. She knows not to do that.
Where there is a plethora of evidence that demonstrates that at very least he leaned on people like Raffensperger to, quote, find the votes. This was a substantial, meaty prosecution that I imagine thousands of highly qualified prosecutors would have been champing at the bit bit to take on, and that there was not more scrutiny when Willis put forward the excuse that I hired my longtime friend and mentor who has no experience in prosecuting cases, much less these kinds of cases, because no one else in the United States of America would take it on. My goodness. We just did a segment talking about the Biden administration being asleep at the wheel. This is more evidence the Democrats are, frankly, just adrift.
Well, once again, she invokes the Democrats, the Democratic Party. Justice is supposed to be blind. It's not supposed to go on party lines. But when I tell you liberals are clamoring right now, they're clamoring right now. They will do anything. I want to show you some shit. I want to show you what really pissed me off yesterday, and I realized that these folks are so low right now that they would do any damn thing. This is enough of this. But I want to show you this. This is what they put on. This is what popped up on my Twitter. And shout out to Black Flag for bringing attention to this. But I'm going to put this up here for a minute. I want y'all to see this. You see that? Vote, because we can't. So now they're going to throw our dead people in our face that they did nothing about, by the way. Nobody that killed Breonna Taylor has been prosecuted, by the way. No George Floyd policing act, by the way. I think the dude in the T, I don't think they prosecuted who killed him. Sandra Bland, nobody voted. I'm sorry, nobody prosecuted. Where Trayvon Martin? I'm sure his face is in there somewhere. Nobody prosecuted. Prosecuted, found not guilty. And they want to put this in our face and say, vote, because we can't. So now we got to vote for you out of guilt? Fuck you. That's just the truth of the matter. I don't give a damn if Trump have niggas in KKK hoods in the Senate before I deal with your shit. I promise you. I'm like so hot right now. I don't even know. I'm speechless. Y'all don't understand. I normally don't even do shows like this. I was a little passionate there. Look, we got a sponsor tonight, man. We got a sponsor tonight. A new sponsor. Great movie that's getting ready to come out. It's getting ready to hit the scenes, man. And we're going to be promoting, not the trailer, but like the poster for it tonight. So just a little something to look forward to. A little something to look forward to. Look, you can call in and talk about this. 319-527-6179. 319-527-6179. You're on
the mic. The mic drop.
Oh, we got a long, long way to go. Long way to go. I might take an intermission here in a minute. It's such a long way to go. But I want to keep discussing our people out here in these streets, especially the Black Girl Magic crew that's in political leadership right now, because there's several of y'all that's in trouble. It was the mayor of Buffalo got in trouble for, like, funneling the dope to her dude. You got the mayor of New Orleans that's fucking her security right now. They under investigation by the FBI for that. I mean, it's just, go figure. You already know that you have to do twice as much. You already know that eyes are on you, and you're still doing it because you're tied to the job. You work so much. You ain't even got time to go out and meet no dick. You just got to get it at work. Get it on the go at work. Come here. You my bodyguard. Come guard this body. Booty guard. Emergency dick in the glass. Break in case of emergency. It's ridiculous. I was going to talk about the little sassy mammy. I did want to do one thing. Because she's a little
Chairman,
sassy mammy. She's a little sassy mammy.
I don't really know where to begin.
And she's a mammy. She did a whole thing about Hunter Biden, Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett out of Texas. You know, she popping the weave. She She flexing, she popping. She look good now, don't get me wrong. She flexing, she popping. You know, she got a little outfits on and shit. And then she jumps up to defend Hunter Biden. Once again, you vote for her to do something for you, and she goes up there and becomes a political operative for the Democrats. Now she's up there defending crackhead-ass Hunter Biden, who's on film smoking crack with hookers. And you're defending that. The only thing the president's guilty of is loving his son too much. I wish my parents loved me that much. You were a fucking attorney. This nigga's a crackhead, son of a president. And you wish your parents loved you as much as his parents love him? Your parents must have done something for you. You made something of yourself. Only to get here and throw it away publicly. I think this is the one. Let's listen.
So we're going to start with a few questions. I got a little quiz for y'all.
Yeah, let's do this. Oh, Jasmine Crockett, man. Jasmine Crockett. But, yeah, you're in such a hurry to impress your zaddy. And I like that word. I'm going to go a little forward in this because it's only really one part I want y'all to see in this. Because, I mean, she rants, and she has nice little one-liners, man. She doing a neck popping. She popping off. Now, don't get me wrong. She popping off. But then at the end of the day, I want you to see who she defers to. Let's go. Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett. I don't even know what district from Texas she's out of.
There we go. All right, so we have six
and 23rd.
And every time we dealt with an amendment dealing with voting, we were expanding upon access. Is that not correct?
That is correct. That is the history of this country. Expanding.
Okay. The history is to expand, but obviously there are some folks that don't want us to base anything on voters. So, no, we don't want a copy off of Georgia. Also, another name, because he listened to too much propaganda.
No, this isn't it. Hold on. Let me stop that. I appreciate y'all for being patient with me, man. Y'all are joining the big mic drop. Like I said, I can't hold it down on my own, man. Ronnie will be back Thursday. We got a good show for y'all Thursday as well. We're going to just keep hitting y'all, man, back to back to back to back to back. So,
Ms. Crockett from Texas.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Chair. Before I begin.
There we go. And like I said, when she gets in there, and the white ladies do it, too. I think it's just a woman in power thing. They come off real combative. I think that they have a misconception of what power really is. Power speaks soft and carries a big stick. That's real power. Power ain't speaking loud. Let's go.
In my questioning, I want to remind everyone that the information recorded in the FBI Form 1023 that my Republican colleagues keep citing is not evidence of anything. This form reflects years-old, secondhand, unverified information from a Ukrainian oligarch as relayed to the FBI by a confidential human source. These unverified, secondhand allegations have been repeatedly debunked and undermined, including by the confidential human source who relayed this information to the FBI. The tip recorded in the Form 1023 was thoroughly explored by the U.S. attorney handpicked by Donald Trump, which was Attorney General William Barr, and the assessment was closed. Finally, Devin Archer, Hunter Biden's former business partner, who worked with the Ukrainian oligarch in question, told this committee in a transcribed interview in July that he had no knowledge of any such payments allegedly described in this form. Repeating the same lies will not somehow turn them into truths. Kind of like the election that Trump lost. Say it with me. He lost it. Repeating the same lie that he won wasn't going to turn the election around. The lost in this chamber keep pushing lies and lunacy on behalf of a multi-time loser. So if we're going to talk about China, let's go ahead and talk about China, and let's talk about the dealings. And let me point out the fact that right now, each of you has admitted that none of you are fact witnesses. We walked in without facts, and unfortunately, because what we say isn't necessarily evidence, we have wasted the American people's time, and we are going to walk out of this chamber, and we still have no facts that are leading to anything. But let me give y'all a little bit of tea while we're here. So I have a document that I will ask for you.
So this woman in D.C. acting like a caricature. She probably get loose with somebody that she shouldn't be getting loose with, too. And it'll be coming out on her, too. You guys are getting these positions, and you're thinking that the position is the end-all, be-all. Didn't y'all learn from Ruth Bader Ginsburg that a broad getting a job don't really change shit? Her getting a job wasn't the end-all, be-all. It was the end-all, all right, for the number one tool y'all had to stay free. Now y'all got to go through all type of crazy shit to get rid of them. But we'll discuss that later. Check her record. What's she done for her constituents? Because there's one video where she really turns around and says, I yield to my leader, and turns around as this goofy-looking, lurch-looking white dude. That's her leader. I thought the people were your leader. I thought the people promoted you to this position. It wasn't your intelligence that got you here. It was the people that voted for you and had faith in you that got you here. But once they get there, they start taking the handouts. They start taking the gift bags. They start going to the parties. They start socializing, rubbing elbows, cutting backdoor deals, getting paid under the table, keeping money in freezers. They go in there making $180,000 a year. They come out worth $200 million. Obama was worth $2 million when he came in the White House. He's worth $2 billion now, him and his wife. We put you there for change. We don't put you there to enhance your financial status and then say forget us. Now you're from Texas, Miss Crockett, and they flooding Texas with immigrants left and right. Is that what you're up there voting for? Are you voting for immigrants to come to Chicago, come to New York, live in hotels, get 2 years rent free, $5,000 stipends per month on debit cards, bring your kids, have your kids? If that was black people coming across that border, y'all be setting up abortion tents in Central Park, in Lincoln Park.
Unanimous consent to enter into the record is a fact sheet on President Trump's shady business dealings with the Chinese government.
What are you entering in? A record from who?
This is from the Congressional Integrity.
Congressional Integrity Project, the dark money pack?
I object.
I object to that, too.
Of course y'all gonna object, but we gonna talk about it. So, it says Trump has extensive financial...
We gonna talk about it. What are we gonna do about it? Now, she getting shine time behind this. Don't get me twisted. She getting shine time behind this. She's on all the programs. She the hottest little thing in the Senate, or Congress. Everybody loves her. Oh, yeah, you tell them, girl. You tell them. Meanwhile, Jose, Marisol, and the rest of their whole fucking tribe living in your child's school. You know how y'all don't want to send y'all kids. Y'all like to send y'all kids to school. Y'all don't want y'all kids at home.
Financial ties to the Chinese government. President Trump collected millions from Chinese government-owned entities while in office. I have the best tenants in the world, President Trump was well aware of the multi-million-dollar lease to Chinese interests. President Trump promised to donate foreign government government profits while in office, but he donated less than a third of his proceeds from the Chinese government. President Trump maintained three foreign bank accounts while in office, including one in China. President Trump's business with China raised legal and ethical concerns. President Trump, President Xi loves the people of China. He loves his country, and he's doing a very good job. Let me tell you something. I don't want to talk about what y'all want to act like is some big mystery, because we keep sitting here, and Professor Gerhardt, just to be clear, as my colleagues have even tried to provide evidence, which they're not the ones to provide evidence, have you ever heard them say if, since we've been sitting here for I don't know how long?
Yes, I've been taking a tally.
Oh, okay. Can you show us? Can you tell us what the tally is?
More than 35 times, the Republican witnesses and Republican members of the committee have used the word if.
Thank you so much for that. Because honestly, if they would continue to say if or Hunter and we were playing a drinking game, I would be drunk by now. Because I promise you, they have not talked about the subject of this, which would be the president. But let me tell you something that was so disturbing as I walked in to this chamber today. As I prepared, I said, what is the crime? Because when you're talking about impeachment, you're talking about high crimes or misdemeanors. And I can't seem to find the crime. And honestly, no one has testified of what crime they believe the president of the United States has committed. But when we start talking about things that look like evidence, they want to act like they're blind. They don't know what this is. These are our national secrets, looks like, in the shitter to me. This looks like more evidence of our national secrets, say, on a stage at Mar-a-Lago. When we're talking about somebody.
All right. This is not going to go anywhere, because at the end of the day, all these committees do is do a bunch of talking, and they never, ever fix anything. She's a good talker. Don't get me wrong. That's probably how she got in the position. I hope you're not buying Louis with the company credit card. Nia Bradley. I'm sorry. That was a low blow. But keep an eye on her. Keep an eye on her. See what she actually gets accomplished at the end of the day. And come back and tell me if it benefited us as black people in Texas. I'm going to take a quick intermission, about 2 minutes. I'll be back to finish the rest of the show. Man, we got Devin in the building. What's happening? I'll be back to finish the rest of the show. Give me a moment. I'm going to run this little video. The mic drop.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with him. I can prove it.
Of course there's something wrong with him. He's a Negro.
The mic, drop. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Little quick interlude. Look, I'm not going to be too much longer. I'm going to try to consolidate as much of this as possible because I know after about 2 hours, everybody's attention span goes down. I know that because mine goes down. Salute to the Red Cup Nation. Once again, out here, I think that's going to be what I call a lot of my people, man, that follow me, man, because we all be having the Red Cups, man, on show night. That's a good time. Good time. So, yeah, that's Senator Jasmine Crockett. Like I said, keep an eye on her. She ain't done nothing wrong, per se, but the little caricature mammy act, that shit ain't really working for me, man. Like, you're a caricature at this stage in the game. Like, you have a serious job, you have serious education, serious positions, and, you know, you're choosing to, I don't know. It doesn't really get you anywhere. All it does is going to have those people coming at you. When they decide that they're tired of you and they're ready to break you, they're going to break you. And that, I think that's a serious on this show. Now, I did tell Cuz I was going to talk about Angela Rye. So let's get on Angela Rye and her situation with Chris Cuomo. Now, Angela Rye was a contributor to CNN for years. And she would come on there. She was kind of the Jasmine Crockett type. A lot of neck rolling, a lot of caricature, you know what I'm saying, acting and all of that. So, you know, then she gets off the show. She has a new podcast starting with Andrew Gillum, who still has not explained what the hell was going on in the hotel room with the meth and the fucking Hispanic strippers. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to explain that. Andrew Gillum was a promising young candidate for governor and, once again, could not keep his sexual proclivities out of the public eye. People are leading with their sex organs, and they're actually coming out with campaigns leading with their sex organs. You got twerking congresswomen from Rhode Island. You got Andrew Gillum busting down Belizean pussy in hotel rooms, drug-fueled male-on-male orgies, whatever he had going on. Why he's a married man running for governor of Florida. That's the reason Ron DeSantis is in office now, is because Andrew Gillum couldn't keep it under wraps. I mean, wait till you get to the position and be a degenerate. Be like Elliot Spitzer, you know? But Angela Rye came out last week. Am I in the wrong one? Hold on. Let me find her. Now I had everything in order.
Joining me now is the amazing Joy Reid.
No, this isn't it. Give me a second. All right, yeah, let's get there.
So Angela Rye in her new...
Nope, I don't need a whole commentary on it. Hold on.
Angela Rye talks about an inappropriate, lewd text message she got from Chris Cuomo while he was at CNN. She was later canned.
Hold on. Don't need a whole explanation of it. We don't need like 10 minutes of it. Here we go.
I felt like the safest place.
All right, there we go. So we'll do the original post.
Yeah. more days despite I felt like the safest place I had on a show on CNN had been compromised. I ignored it just hoping it would go away, or even more, did I imagine this? But I didn't. A few hours later, he said hello. I didn't respond for two more days despite his plea the next day to call because he wanted to discuss work. I tried to punt until after the Georgia runoff, asking a week later if he still wanted to discuss his work idea despite him mentioning tinsel bikini and tinsel bottom along the way. As I think about this, it feels so small compared to what other women in the workplace experience, but I was afraid to speak up. Between New Year's and my follow-up, an insurrection happened on Capitol Hill where I feared I would lose loved ones. I felt like if I called him out, I was risking everything I was finally starting to build with the network. And as someone who is known for being courageous, I cannot begin to tell you how much I felt, like even now feel, like a coward. In 10 short days.
All right. So apparently Angela Rye posted the thirst trap.
The bars are different for people in life. That I've learned. Mm-hmm. Other people can. Other people can be indicted a bunch of times and still run for office.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Black man can't. You just learn.
All right. Let me get up out of there. So Angela Rye posted thirst trap on IG. And Chris Cuomo, her boss, makes the comment, tinsel crotch. Now, I want you to see what she posted. And tell me, was he really wrong? This was a Happy New Year post. Now, where in the United States on January 1st, if this is your first New Year post, is this appropriate gear? Where are you wearing that at? And if I'm not mistaken, those are tinsels on her crotch. She got unks and Africa signs and all of that stuff. It looks like a hermetic staff. And all types of little trinkets. It looks like a Pandora bracelet over her coochie. He calls her tinsel crotch. She gets upset over that and starts crying, but she doesn't tell you until years later when she has a new podcast dropping. But how long has Angela Rye been in cahoots with these people, giving you wrong political advice, getting you all riled up, never telling and exposing that these people are complete pieces of shit at her job? She's so scared to lose the job that she can't even stand up for right. How many men have that problem? Put it in the comments if you have that problem as a male. Put it in the comments. I want you to get one more look at this. This is the comment, tinsel crotch, that he made from the thirst trap. And that was January 1st, 2021. Now, how much longer did she come on that show after that? Why are we hearing about this January 1st, 2024? But they occupy so much time and space on our television. They can't even stand up for themselves. What makes you think they're standing up for you? For real. This whole black girl magic revolution, this whole narrative is a myth. You know something? Black girls aren't magic. Nobody's magic. That's the fucking truth. Black male magic, black man magic. Nobody's living that delusion. Look at the lady from Harvard. Look at Claudine Gay. First black female president. Let me go on and shoot you the link, cuz. I'm putting it in here. Yeah, we can open it up right now. It's in the chat. Come on in. Let's talk about it. Let's deal with this. Because we won't survive another election cycle with these people at the driver's seat. We're just not. How many steps behind are we going to be when black males finally start taking control of our sector of society? That means us and our counterparts and our children. How much fixing are we going to have to do? Because like I said, they get scared and don't want to lose the job, don't want to lose the money, don't want to stop the trip to Tulum, don't want to stop the Jamaica trips, don't want to stop the island excursions with their homegirls and their dildos. They don't want to stop that. They don't want to stop serial dating. They don't want to take the Tinder account down. They want to keep swiping left and right. Fall back. Let those of us who are motivated for right and to do the right things for the people, the greater good of the people, let us take the helm. You sat up there with this man, and I pinpointed this, the times that when she was cool with Chris Cuomo, and then not so cool with Chris Cuomo. But one thing she was there getting that motherfucking check. Knowing he's a piece of shit. Not exposing, protecting his secrets to get a check. There's nothing wrong with working to pay your bill. But just be a worker. Stop trying to elevate and push yourself into leadership when you know you're going to fail those you're leading. Why would you do that to people? Nice looking bathing suit, by the way. Tinsel crotch. Where are we going next? I know V-Lane's get ready to come in. I got Cuz coming in here. He'll hold me back a little bit off of some of this. I'm going to a serious place with this discussion tonight. And I hope you've taken my advice, ladies, and you have not internalized this as being you. If you don't act like this, then you ain't got nothing to worry about. Let's talk about Claudine Gay.
Harvard president, university president Claudine Gay has resigned. Gay was one of the Ivy League.
Talk about Claudine Gay. And then I want you to hear how they let these women in on her to just rip her a new one.
President, university president Claudine Gay has resigned. Gay was one of the Ivy League presidents whose muted response about calls for Israeli genocide.
Hey, we got the world class. I'm glad you're here, bro, because you were part of this conversation that's coming up next. I'm segueing into this next. And I'm showing five different examples. We're going to talk about women in the legal sector. We're talking about women in entertainment, women in politics, women in academia.
I had a congressional hearing led to demands for her ouster. But after weathering that episode, accusations of plagiarism were too much. CBS News congressional correspondent Nicole Killian has more.
6 months into her tenure, Harvard University President Claudine Gay announced she's resigning so that our community can navigate this moment of extraordinary challenge. Gay's resignation comes nearly a month after she and the presidents of UPenn and MIT faced widespread condemnation following this testimony at a House education hearing on anti-Semitism on college campuses.
Does calling for the genocide of Jews violate Harvard's rules of bullying and harassment, yes or no?
It can be, depending on the context.
It does not depend on the context. The answer is yes, and this is why you should resign.
House Republican Chair Elise Stefanik, a Harvard alum, posted, two down, referring to Gay and Penn President Liz McGill, who also resigned days after the hearing. While Harvard's governing board initially backed Gay, she faced increasing scrutiny following charges of plagiarism in her dissertation and several articles, including reports of a new complaint filed this week. Gay, who was Harvard's first black female president, denied the allegations of plagiarism and stated, "It has been distressing to have doubt cast on my commitment to confronting hate and to upholding scholarly rigor, and frightening to be subjected to personal attacks and threats fueled by racial animus."
It came out of nowhere.
Jonathan Frieden is a Harvard law student who attended the congressional hearing and has experienced anti-Semitism on campus.
The issues that exist are systemic, and they...
Yo, world class in the building, man. What's happening?
What up, what up?
Man, Cooler, what's good with you, bro?
Just out here. At least YouTube streets. YouTube, man.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see I'm over here kicking back, saying like Jet Li around this motherfucker. Yeah, we kicking back, saying, man. Say, what's your...
Yeah, I heard.
Huh? Go ahead.
I heard what you said. You said something, a conversation I was in, so...
Yeah. I wanted to talk about this Harvard chick, man. That's why I'm... Like, you showed up right on time when I'm doing this about the lady from Harvard, the president of Harvard, the first black female president. Hold on, Vance. Let me post it for you. Hold on. I posted it, but it's up in the chat. It's on YouTube. Let's see. There you go. Should come through on Facebook. But yeah, the Harvard president that was asked to resign, the first black female Harvard president. She's Haitian, actually, and you can tell because she looked like Papa Doc. But I'm rough tonight, brother. I'm rough tonight. Yeah, she looked just like Papa Doc. But
okay.
Anyway, we talked about Harvard and how many bodies they have in the archive and how much treasure of ours that they have in the archive that they've stolen that they need to return. So being the president of Harvard, the first black female president of Harvard since we in Black Girl Magic Revolution, why didn't you get our shit back? That's my question. See, when you go somewhere and you get your little job and you don't do what you're really supposed to do when you're there, they're going to get rid of you anyway. So you say, I don't want to give them their shit back because they're going to get rid of me. But they're going to get rid of you anyway. And not only are they going to get rid of you, they're going to get rid of you like this. Hold on. Let me take this down here. Let me kill this phone. Nobody's calling in. Y'all don't like calling me no more. It's okay.